Hey everybody, welcome to the On the Rocks podcast. This is Denver Post sports writer Kyle Newman alongside my fellow beat writer Patrick Saunders, and we got a great show lined up for you here today as spring training looming just around the corner here in a couple weeks. Patrick's set to head off to Arizona in 13 days time, and on today's show we're going to be breaking down the race for the second base job, as with DJ LeMahieu's departure to the Bronx, that position is wide open. So, Patrick, hey, thanks for coming on the show, man.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, it's been a while, you know?
Well, like a week.
It's been a week. So I'm glad to be in the same room with you again, talking baseball.
By the way, I leave, as you mentioned, I leave for Scottsdale February 12th. That's a huge day in my life. You know why?
Because your wife is weeping?
Big 6-0.
Wow, 60.
I know I look 35, but I turned the 6-0 on February 12th.
Wow.
Why did I just make that public? I have no idea.
I don't know, but
it's my ego. Anyway.
You're on, I mean, more than half a century of living. Now you got another decade under your belt. Like, it's impressive. That's where all the baseball knowledge comes from.
Thank you so much. Okay, back to the point at hand.
Breaking down the race for the second base job. And, of course, there's three names here. Four, really, I think. Garrett Hampson, Ryan McMahon, Brendan Rodgers, and then Pat Valaika as well in the mix there, too. And we talked about it a little bit on our projections for the opening day lineup. We both think, we said, Garrett Hampson, as of this point, has the inside track. But is it really up in the air? I mean, is it really dependent on who shows best at spring training?
I do think it's, I think this is a real competition. I do, for bang for the buck, so to speak, Ryan McMahon, I think is going to give you more power in the lineup, maybe be a bigger bat. But I think that Garrett Hampson, as we've talked about, does have the inside track. And what I think might be a very tight race, which very well could be decided during Cactus League action. And I've talked to a couple Rockies players, and off the record, they've told me, Kyle, that they think Hampson has the inside track for a couple reasons. One, they think that he's very grounded. He seems to be a little older than his years, so to speak. They like what they see out of him as a second baseman. They like the speed element that he brings. Having said that, I think we all saw with Ryan McMahon last year, we saw incredible growth in the last, what would you say, last 6 weeks of the season, something like that, where he made some adjustments with his swing. It had been too long before he was late, particularly against high-velocity fastball pitchers. That's why we saw him kind of looping balls the opposite way for much of the season. Later on, he started pulling the ball a little more, certainly not all to right field, but center field and right field, shortened up his swing a little bit, gained some confidence. So I think those two, in my mind, have the inside track. You actually are a little bit more in tune, I think, with Brendan Rodgers because you've talked to him a little bit more than I am. I'm curious what your take is on what he needs to do during spring if he's going to, you know, land that job or make it on the 25-man roster out of spring training.
You know, for Rodgers, I think the confidence is still there, Patrick. I last talked to him, I think it was late September, early October, and, you know, he's a little frustrated.
Well, he had some injuries,
yeah,
too.
With some of the injuries and just some of these minor nagging things that just seem to linger, hamstring, then the shoulder. So he did not play in the Arizona Fall League. You know, Zach Wilson, the farm director, said they made the decision. It was in his best interest to just kind of rest up, heal up. A healthy Brendan Rodgers at camp with kind of a renewed hunger in him, you know, really, I think a lot of Rockies fans, if you had asked us a couple years ago, would have thought that Brendan Rodgers would have made his debut probably before Garrett Hampson, at least
yes,
in my
I
mind.
Think that's fair.
Yeah. And at the very least, you would have thought he would have got called up last fall, you know, in those September call-ups, had it not been for those injuries. So my point being, I think he's hungry, and he's hungry to come out and show and prove that he can, you know, be the prospect that he's been much hyped to be. I mean, he's basically the unanimous, you know, number one prospect by MLB Pipeline, Baseball America, whoever you go.
I will say this, though. Last spring training, coming into spring training in Scottsdale, I think there were a lot of eyes on Brendan Rodgers, not just the media and the fans, but from Bud Black and his staff and the entire organization. And this is not to denigrate anything Brendan Rodgers did or didn't do, but he was not the eye-opener of camp last year. The eye-opener of camp last year was Garrett Hampson. Just the way he carried himself, his professionalism, his speed, as I've mentioned more than once, all of those elements made him kind of the real young prospect in my mind who stood out last year. And I think that gives him a little bit of a leg up. But I will say this about Brendan Rodgers. And you talk to anybody on the Rockies, from Jeff Breidich to Bud Black to Nolan Arenado to Charlie Blackmon to anybody who's been around the game, and they think Brendan Rodgers has one of the most solid, sweetest swings that they've seen in a long time. It's not too big. It's fairly simple. It's on time. It's smooth. It's one of those swings that once he gets in a groove, he'll stay in a groove for a long time. That's a huge upside for him. I have a question for you here after we discuss this. How much do you think defensively the Rockies are going to miss DJ LeMahieu? Do you think it'll be negligible? Will it be a big deal? Will we begin into June and July and think DJ who? Or do you think it's still going to be a big transformation for this ball club?
I think there's definitely going to be a learning curve, especially in the first half of the season. No matter if it's Rodgers, Hampson, or especially McMahon at second base. And McMahon said it at availability last week, he has been taking increased reps and focus at that position, you know, knowing he's probably going to compete.
And he's a good athlete, too.
He is. He is a very good athlete. And he's kind of built like DJ, and he's if he played second base, a kind of lanky, athletic guy.
A little taller.
Right.
So a little taller than Hampson.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Hampson just 5'11", Rodgers 6 foot. Even. So I think there'll definitely be a learning curve. But honestly, towards the second half of the season, you know, I think there'll maybe still be a little gap because DJ, of course, multi gold glove winner. But the biggest difference is offensively, I think we're going to see, unless one of these guys breaks out and Ryan McMahon perhaps has a season like the last 5-6 weeks of 2018 showed.
You know, the thing I always marveled about DJ. And he won gold gloves for a reason. He won the platinum glove 1 year for a reason. It wasn't just his range, but his knowledge. I mean, he's one of those guys that you see in basketball, football, baseball, hockey, whatever. He has that sixth sense. He seems to see things develop before a lot of other people. He always seemed to be in the right place at the right time. I know he drove opposing hitters crazy when they'd use that shift and he'd be in shallow right field and he'd rob them of base hits, or he'd do that patented slide on the grass and start a double play or go to first base, and he did it so flawlessly. And the one thing that I think has been overlooked by DJ, or about DJ, and I think Yankees fans and Yankee teammates are going to discover about DJ, you know, he's not a rah-rah guy. He's not a holler guy.
No.
But he is a, for lack of a better term, when him on the field, he's a badass. I mean, he is about as gritty as they come on the field. And I think his low-key demeanor and stuff hid that a little bit. But DJ is one of the guys you want when the going gets tough. And that experience counts a lot. So I think they're up-and-coming guys, have tons of promise and tons of talent. I think we're both going to be excited to see how this plays out. But I'm still mourning DJ LeMahieu's absence a little bit.
Again, folks, Kyle Newman and Patrick Saunders on the Rocks podcast, breaking down the second base job heading into spring training at Salt River. So to close this show here, Patrick.
Oh, one more quick thing. We did mention Pat Valeika.
Yeah, let's talk about Pat Valeika.
And I love Patty Barrels, Patty V, whatever you want to call him. But let's face it, he had after a terrific 2017, he was kind of lost in 2018. He went down to the Dominican, played winter ball, wasn't particularly effective down there. This is going to be a huge camp for Pat Valeika. If he wants to come back and make this team, and I don't think he has any chance to be the starting second baseman, but if he wants to make this team as a utility guy and a bat off the bench, he's going to have to show the Rockies something this spring. he's got a lot of pressure on his shoulders.
Hit 156 last year, two home runs, five RBIs. That was over 68 games and 133 plate appearances. So no doubt a pressure year for Valleca as he looks to at least get in the mix into that second base conversation or utility man conversation somehow in the spring. Again, folks, this is the On the Rocks podcast. Kyle Newman and Patrick Saunders. For more intensive and exhaustive Rockies coverage, head online to denverpost.com/Rockies. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kyle Newman DP and P Saunders DP. And hey, folks, if you got time next week, Wednesday, February 6th from 7 to 9 at Cherry Cricket Ballpark in Lodo, Patrick and I are going to be hosting our Rockies Forum meetup. So come out, get the happy hour discount all night long there at Cherry Cricket as part of the promotion. And Patrick and I are going to be hosting a Q&A as the club prepares to head to spring training. So come on out and head to Facebook to our Rockies Forum to check out more details on that. And until next time, folks, take it easy.